Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Wednesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. I'm in here. John Montone and Glenn Shuck are out there. And the NYPD would like a little help tracking down a madman who made anti-gay slurs, hurled them at another man before throwing that man onto the tracks at the Tremont Avenue station in the Bronx. Now, this was a couple of weeks ago, but there's a new development in the story as we hear from Glenn in the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, Lee, well, apparently a couple of witnesses have finally come forward now to give police enough information to get a very detailed sketch of this suspect that we have up on our website at 1010winds.com. They certainly hope we'll get them closer to an arrest, as you mentioned. This was almost 2 weeks ago, the morning of November 22nd, about 1 in the morning here at the Tremont Avenue station. A man all of a sudden taking out a hammer and swinging it at this 21-year-old victim. He didn't actually hit him with it as he was screaming anti-gay slurs. They were then wrestling on the ground before he pushed him onto the tracks, unbelievably. All of this random, I guess. Good Samaritans then did rush to him, got him off the tracks, and pulled him up to the platform in terms of the victim. Now, among those speaking out about this would be the council speaker, Corey Johnson, who's actually blaming the mayor, saying they're not doing enough to keep people safe on the subways.
It's really great that we have the lowest homicide numbers that the city's ever seen this year and last year. But still, if people feel unsafe in their community on the subway, we need to make sure that we are doing more to combat that.
And has he proposed a solution to this?
He has not. He has only said repeatedly that he thinks that the mayor needs to do more. And as we've reported in the past, Corey Johnson does have some pretty detailed plans for the subways and buses in general. We haven't heard a lot, though, in terms of subway safety from him. So we'll see if that's coming in the days ahead. This is getting some attention again with a possible arrest. Hopefully soon, the police here in the 46th precinct tell me that this victim, by the way, is 21 years old. He had some bruises and cuts to his eye, has since recovered. So the sketch is key. Take a look on our website, 1010winds.com, and hopefully that will help police get this case solved.
Glenn Shuck, live from the Bronx this morning on the All Local. Four correction officers at Rikers have reportedly been suspended because they failed to immediately stop an inmate from hanging himself in his cell. The New York Times, quoting anonymous sources, reports that the officers just watched for 7 minutes before finally intervening. The inmate, said to be 18 years old, was reported in a medically induced coma. Elias Husamuddin, president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, says these officers will be given the best legal representation possible to ensure that their rights are fully protected under the law. Mayor de Blasio and Newark Mayor Ross Baraka making plans for a meeting to discuss the lawsuit that Newark filed against New York over the program to relocate homeless families from New York to more affordable housing in Newark. Kenyatta Stewart is the Corporation Council for the City of Newark.
We were under the impression that you would hold off on the program, right? Because at that point, I think it was like 800 or so families. Hold off on the program, continue to talk to us, yes, come to a common ground. You don't send us any information, and we learn that there's an additional 300 or 400 families in Newark since we started.
He talked to CBSN, and there's word now that the City of Elizabeth is considering joining Newark in the lawsuit because New York City has also been relocating homeless families in Elizabeth, at least four dozen families, according to J. Christian Bolwage, the mayor of Elizabeth. A man using a rolling walker rolled it right up to the edge of the platform at the Utica Avenue Crown Heights subway station yesterday, and then he rolled right over the edge and onto the tracks.
The man was screaming out, "I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I see the lights. I see the lights." And everybody's like, "No, no, you're safe. You're safe. You're safe." So I didn't know if the train was going to move again or what was going to happen next. So I told the young man, "Come on, let's go down there and get him."
Ronald Stevens talking to Pix 11 about that rescue. The 53-year-old man they pulled off the tracks suffered some bruises, but he was otherwise okay. Couple of guys drove from New York to L.A. in 27 hours and 25 minutes. Now, if you do some quick math, you can tell that trip was not strictly legal. John Montone is where it all began, the Red Ball Garage on East 31st Street. Sounds like a good place to start a cannonball run.
Absolutely, Lee, and so much for the mayor's Vision Zero program. In the wee hours of November 10th, speed demon dimwits Doug Tabbitt and Arn Toman put pedal to metal and kept it there, hitting a top speed of 193. Tabbitt says, and this is on his YouTube video, their tricked-out Mercedes was disguised in the body of a Honda, and they blew through the East Coast.
We were pretty much free of any law enforcement intervention. We did have one scare in Ohio, and a cop was sitting in the median looking the other way, and we rolled by him at triple digits.
That was pretty smart, because who would notice a Honda going by at 193 miles an hour, right?
that was the idea, and it worked. Now, they did have a team with them. They used radar, they used Waze, the GPS system, and cop spotters, about 18 of them. They only stopped as they whizzed westward to whiz and gas up. They coasted at 175 to the finish line in Redondo Beach, California, just like their heroes from that old Burt Reynolds movie.
This is the Cannonball Run, America's illegal Grand Prix.
Now, in the original, they were just going from Texarkana to Atlanta or something like that. It wasn't really a coast-to-coast ride, right?
Well, we work with the material that is given us. You know, people are referring to this as, you know, the cannonball. And, let's just say, not supposed to express opinions. However, these guys are dunces. I mean, they could have killed a lot of innocent people along the way.
Yes, we strongly disapprove. Let us make that clear. Before you go, I have some good news for you about the TikTok Diner out on Route 3. That's one of your favorite places.
Reopened.
Stick a mic in somebody's face, right?
And just... just as they're picking up, you know, their omelet and the cheese is dripping off, I get the mic wedged in between fork and mouth. And I talked to them. I mean, that place is Jersey to the bone.
You never knew who you were going to run into there, like maybe even Mick Jagger.
We went to the TikTok Diner for Taylor Ham, Egg and Cheese with disco fries.
And they've reworked the menu a little bit because, you know, even though it's an old-timey place, they've got to keep up with the time. So head chef. It's hard to think of a chef at a diner, but I guess they have them. The menu has been adjusted to reflect the times.
They still have the old staples where you could come in and load up on the calorie-rich foods, but then we also have a nod to more salads, healthier eating.
So let's hope that they still have the disco fries, because that's what Mick Jagger likes. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.